Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, folks, I guess it's safe to say that after all this time, Donald Trump was correct. Donald Trump, who said, well, how long ago did he say it? I'm not even sure how long he said that he was spied on by the opposition, by the Democratic Party. And that was meant with laughter, that was meant with people making fun of him and the people who obviously believed him. The mainstream media, especially the left-wing mainstream media, literally made complete fools out of themselves. 60 Minutes sat down with an interview with Donald Trump in which he tried to explain, there is evidence I've been spied on. And he was told, and I quote, there is no evidence, it's not true, and 60 Minutes themselves would never, ever put anything on the air that they couldn't confirm as true, so he could not keep saying this. This from a company who pushed Russian collusion that did not exist with unnamed and unknown sources. But suddenly they get a conscience and they say, well, if you don't have absolute proof that you can show me in black and white right in front of my eyes, I'm not going to put this on the air. We have standards. Where are your standards then? Folks, we have now seen very clearly something that I've said for a long time. I feel vindicated that it's true. The left-wing media in this country, which is the vast majority of it, is actually an arm of the Democratic Party. They are not here to give you factual information. They're here to give you They're here to mislead you to thinking everything that is being said by the left is true and everything that's being said by the right is untrue. They are not a news source. They're a propaganda arm for the Democratic Party, and that's it. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about opinion shows, because like I said, if you listen to Sean Hannity, I'm sure there's people who consider him, and he probably is, a propaganda arm for the Republican Party. But there are actual news agencies that are supposed to be reporting the news, who really have no interest in reporting the news. What they have an interest in is spouting propaganda and getting you to believe things that are not true or getting you to believe that things that are true aren't true. The Durham report has finally come out. Now, Durham has taken longer for this report than it took to literally build Rome. I don't know what took so long. I could speculate that perhaps he was blacklisted and given the slow roll by the same people that our Republican congressmen who tried to get information were. I guess that's possible. It's also possible that he's just a very thorough and methodical individual who wanted to make sure all the T's were crossed and all the I's were dotted before he said anything. It's also possible he was waiting to the end of the election and beyond. I don't know. What I do know is the Durham report clearly says that Donald Trump was spied upon by the Democratic Party prior to becoming the President of the United States, and here's the key part, and after becoming the President of the United States of America. Now, why do I draw this distinction, you may ask? Well, as bad as the first one is, being spied upon while you're a candidate for the presidency of the United States, as bad as that first one is, there are a lot of candidates who are very heavily surveyed. I don't know if their servers are hacked and they're literally spied upon, but I understand that what their talking point will be is, we had information that we felt was solid, that Donald Trump was colluding with Russia. He was a puppet of Vladimir Putin, and for that reason, we wanted to bring the American people information if we could find it before he became the president of the United States. That's still what you did is illegal. You can justify it any way you want to. It's still illegal. But it's not quite as egregious, and I'll tell you why. Donald Trump's advisors at that time and the party he had around him before he became the president of the United States, maybe his security was very lax. Maybe it was pretty easy to hack into his systems and try to find out if he was a pawn of Russia. But when Donald J. Trump became the president of the United States of America, folks, the situation changed. Then what they were doing was no longer attempting to see if he was in fact a pawn of Russia, because they had already done this for months and months and months and months and months and came up with exactly zero. What they were then attempting to do, and all the time really attempting to do, was throw any kind of shade at Donald Trump to get away from the Hillary Clinton scandal that she in fact had a private server, destroyed all sorts of hard drives, some of them hit with hammers and thrown in water and everything else. Who does that? Who does that? Well, I had things about my daughter and yoga and things on there. Well, big deal. So they read that you and your daughter are going to yoga classes. Is that really horrible? Would you be smashing your hard drive with a hammer if the feds were coming for your hard drive and you said, well, I mean, I got things on there about meeting my friend at the gym and working out. So what? It was a lie. There were things on there that she knew would implicate her into paying for these hackers. And this is a private company, by the way, these hackers to hack into Donald Trump's system. She knew that existed on that hard drive or those hard drives. So she destroyed them and was given a free pass. This leads to my greater conclusion. And this is one you're not going to hear on Fox News. You're not going to hear on Newsmax. You're not going to hear on any of the right-leaning organizations, because they try to protect their own. Once Donald Trump became the president of the United States, the security in everything he did not only quadrupled, it was probably 100 times higher. And there were people who Donald Trump trusted, members of this party, the Republican Party, who were responsible for making sure all of his systems were secure. Now, we can come up with a couple of possible scenarios here, can't we? The first scenario is they're hopelessly inept. The people he hired were hopelessly inept and had no clue they were being hacked. All of their software, all of their knowledge of computers, all of the years of experience in dealing with the possibility of being hacked by foreign agents. Not the Democratic Party, folks. Foreign agents. Meant nothing. They were oblivious. They didn't know it. Or could it possibly be that there were people in the White House who were Republicans in name, but were told exactly what was going on and allowed it to continue? I'm going for that option, and I'll tell you why. It is inconceivable that a president can have on his staff people who don't know he is being monitored, he is being hacked through his computer systems. That's inconceivable to me. That means somebody allowed it. Somebody covered it up. And I want to know who that somebody is. Because even more than Hillary Clinton, people who are indicted in this, well, mentioned in this, I should say, other people that are mentioned in this, Jake Sullivan is the national security advisor to Joe Biden. He is a national security advisor, and if this report turns out to be correct, he was in on a plan to spy on and hack into the President of the United States of America. He shouldn't have security clearance, let alone be a national security advisor. Mark Elias, who we all know, his situation. Oh, he's so worried about voting rights, but he's not worried about hacking the President of the United States. Well, let me explain something to you. We need to understand very clearly that there is only one reason, past him winning, for them to hack. Before he won, the idea was dig up some kind of dirt that will help Hillary Clinton win. Gotcha. It's a horrible, illegal, ridiculous tactic, and people should go to jail for it. But I get you. I get what your point was. If we can dig up some kind of dirt on Donald Trump, Hillary will glide to victory. She lost. Past that day, if you're hacking into the President of the United States of America, private accounts, you're attempting to create an insurrection. You're insurrectionists. What is your other plan? You're attempting to find something to bring down a sitting president of the United States of America. You're attempting to find a way to impeach the man, to overthrow the will of the people who voted him in. That is the very definition of insurrection. Now, that's not taking up guns and storming a building. That is a different sort of insurrection, but that's exactly what it is. It's tantamount to treason. It's literally tantamount to treason. And you don't hear one word about this on CNN. You don't hear one word about this on MSNBC. You don't hear one word about this on any of these words because they are so desperately trying to pretend this is a nothing burger. How in the world is this a nothing burger? Hillary Clinton actually made a statement, finally, after ignoring the question for days. She wrote, "This is an attempt by the Trump administration and Fox News to deflect from Donald Trump's own wrongdoings." This is a report that came from Durham. What the hell are you talking about, Fox News making it up or Donald Trump making it up? This is the Durham probe, you idiot. This man has worked for months and months and months and years, really now, years, at this. And this is his conclusion, and you're saying Fox News made it up? That's the best you can come up with? You better take a look at John Durham and ask him if Fox News made it up. She thinks you're so stupid that you'll just say, yep. It's that evil Fox News. That's what they did. They made this all up. There's nobody named John Durham. He didn't do a year and a half investigation. He didn't come up with witnesses and people who are whistleblowers and people willing to testify. None of this is true. He's just making it up. Close my eyes. It'll all go away. Except it's not going away because it's true. And this time, the American people are not going to take naughty, naughty, don't do it again for an answer. Heads have to roll here, folks. And let me explain something very clearly to everyone listening. There is no earthly way that you go to the FBI, and this is something else you're not going to hear from Fox News, you're not going to hear from Newsmax or any of those other organizations. There is no earthly way you go with the information that you have to the FBI, and the FBI doesn't say, how did you come in contact with this information? The only way you'd have this information is if you hacked into the President of the United States. So how did you get it? That would be the first question. How did you acquire this information? You know why that wasn't the first question? Because they were in on it. That's why it wasn't the first question. Jim Comey and some of his other crew were in on it. From the very beginning, they were in on it. It's the only possible solution. If you go to the police tomorrow and say, I have information here that I obtained that some business somewhere is actually funneling money to a white slavery ring, the very first question you're going to be asked is, how did you come in contact with this information? What did you do to get this information? I hacked into their account. Oh, you did? Well, guess what? As good as this information may be, and we'll check it out, you're going to jail. They didn't do that. The reason they didn't do it is they already knew. My belief is that when President Trump won, it was such a shock to the system, including some Republicans who were hoping he would not win, that Donald Trump was advised very badly of who to hire, who should be some advisors, and they planted people there who were just there to do nothing but blow smoke up his ass and serve as a way for the Democratic Party to continue this surveillance and possibly unseat a duly elected president of the United States. How do you feel about your vote today? Both parties. That's the ugly truth, folks. The Democrats can't do this by themselves. It's not possible. It's not possible. So that means there were agent provocateurs, if that's what you want to call them, within the White House, kissing the president's ass. Yes, Mr. President. Whatever you say, Mr. President. Good day, Mr. President. What a wonderful decision, Mr. President. And then running right back and saying, we're going to get that son of a bitch out of here. Now I want you to ask yourself a question. And the big question is, why? Why do you go to this length? Let's say you hate Donald Trump. Let's say you're Republican and you say, I don't feel he's very Republican. I don't feel he suits this party very well. I think his mannerisms are crass and abrasive. He would not be my choice for president, but he wins. I would say the vast majority of Republicans, whether they hate him or they don't, would say, yeah, it's better than Hillary, and, you know, we can rein him in a little bit, and it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's not my choice, but it'll be fine. No, you have to be trying to hide something. To go to this length, something's wrong. When Donald Trump won, the alarm bells went off in certain politicians and certain people's heads saying, my ass is on the line. That's the only reason you would do this. You wouldn't risk sheer treason because I don't think he's a very good president. I don't think he represents the party well. I don't think he represents the country well. You wouldn't risk that. Now, Hillary Clinton and crew might have done this to try to derail President Trump's campaign at first. They may have stooped to that level. But once he was the president, that's when the situation changes. And there shouldn't be a Republican nor a Democrat in any elected office, or for that matter, working for the government, who says it's okay to hack into the president's systems. Let's see what's going on. Let's see if we can find a way to overthrow him. That's insurrection. And they still didn't find anything, by the way. These people who got on television and said, we have proof that Donald Trump is colluding with Russia. We have found secret bank accounts. We have found secret phone lines. We have found everything. When they were finally called on the carpet and they were told, put up or shut up, where is the proof? They said, we don't have any. So after hacking a man who didn't know he was hacked into all of his servers, you found nothing. And you still went ahead and impeached him twice. And you did so with the full knowledge that everything you claimed to have, you did not have. You did it with the full knowledge that everything that you were saying was a lie, that you were perpetrating upon the American people for no other reason than to discredit him and hopefully get him out of office, which indeed would have been an insurrection. If it was true, it may not have been an insurrection, but now you cannot hide behind it. It was not true. Your asses were caught red-handed. And now the best you can come up with is Fox News made this up. I don't recall Durham working for Fox News. And I got news for you. Fox News should be reporting on exactly what I just said. If they're a friend, if they're such a good friend of the Republican Party, how come Fox News isn't asking the question, how can a man be hacked in the White House without all of his security, his cybersecurity team, understanding you've been hacked? Because it didn't happen for a day. It's not like, well, we found out we were hacked and we shut down the computer systems and we fixed it in a day. This was years. It was years. They knew. They had to know. They had to know. So this group of people, mostly Democrats and liberals, but I believe some disgruntled Republicans, some people who knew their asses were on the line, and worst of all, the top criminal agency in the world, the FBI, not every FBI agent, but higher ups in the FBI, James Comey and company, they knew exactly what was going on, folks. James Comey would go into the president and smile in his face and say, Mr. President, these allegations are proved that he knew. And yet he didn't say a thing when he knew information was coming into him that could only be obtained if he was being hacked. Now, we know that the people who, this is an independent company that hacked in, they were paid by the Democratic Party. Jake Sullivan's on the list. Mark Elias is on the list. Hillary Clinton knew. You think Hillary Clinton doesn't know she's the candidate? I'm so sick of Hillary Clinton walking around saying, well, I didn't know any of this was going. Well, then you're a complete buffoon. Do you think the American people is that stupid? I have had enough of Hillary Clinton getting on television with her stupid-looking face and saying, I didn't know anything at all. Then get out of office or any kind of attempt to be in office. You're too stupid. It's like a mafia boss. You can never get him because they always throw somebody else on a goddamn sword. And I didn't know they were doing this behind my back. I'm outraged. I didn't know. Bullshit. This goes to show you what Hillary Clinton thinks of the American people. She thinks you are all a bunch of slack-jawed troglodytes walking around with a cigarette hanging out of your mouth and a beer in your hand going, I don't know what the hell's going on there in Washington, but I'm tired of it. And I've got a message for the Republican Party. If this, the most egregious crime in the history of political nature in this country, is not dealt with, and people do not go to jail based upon what is an obvious attempt to have basically an insurrection of a sitting president, a duly elected president thrown out of office for no good reason except lies and made up crapola. How about if this company that you hired to hack into Donald Trump, I don't know how much you paid them, but how about if they found a whole bunch of security information and the Russians said, hey, If you're in there anyway, how about if China said, hey, if you're in there anyway, how'd you like to make a few extra dollars on the side? How do we know this company didn't peddle that same information to foreign actors? We don't. Because the Democratic Party was so interested in getting Donald Trump out of office that they actually undermined the security of this country to do it. And then you're going to tell me it's just because he tweets mean? He's got the goods on all these people, don't you see? It's a matter of life and death for some of these people. Who would go to these lengths? Who would go to these lengths just because, the opposing party won and I don't like them? Who would go to those lengths? Jail time, and I'm talking major jail time, life in prison. Technically speaking, some of these charges could be brought up as treason. Who risks that? Risk their whole career, their whole future, their whole political career, their pensions, everything. Who risks it because a president says rude things sometimes? Do you think that makes sense? Would you do that? You have to be so desperate to do this that you see no other way out. Now, there are going to be people who say, well, Hillary Clinton was supposed to bring on this whole New World Order crapola, and she was supposed to be the one that's doing what Joe Biden's doing now, and that's why they were doing it to begin with. Okay. Well, I'll buy that. Okay. But once he became the president, she wasn't going to become the president. It would have been Mike Pence. So I want you to think long and hard about something. Who benefits from this? President Trump is thrown out of office, but his vice president becomes the president. Mike Pence. Why is Mike Pence better for them? Is he less conservative than Donald Trump? No, he's more conservative than Donald Trump. So why then? Why do they want Mike Pence in office? These are questions that need to be answered, folks. When Donald Trump said that he was going to drain the swamp, Donald Trump had no idea how deep the swamp was. And he had no idea that half of the people who lived in that swamp were working for him. Because he wasn't a politician. He had great business instincts. But he trusted that his own party wouldn't stab him in the back. But they did. No, there's no Republicans in the Durham report listed as allies or people who did this or that or the other thing. Of course they're not going to be. But if you're going to tell me that a security breach on private servers or on servers that are literally protected with the very, very best security you could possibly imagine, matters of international importance, that these people who were hired by Donald Trump or to watch over this drop the ball? I don't believe you. I don't believe it. So now I want to know who's responsible. Who's responsible on the Republican end? I know who's responsible on the Democrat end. I'm not surprised. You shouldn't be surprised either. You will be surprised, however, when you find out who was actually involved in it on the Republican end. Because what you have been watching, my friends, and I know everyone's going to say, here goes Marcus with his tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. Well, all of them's been true so far, haven't they? Everything I've told you on this radio show is true. Told you masks didn't work. I was right. Told you Fauci had a lab in North Carolina deflecting money to the Wuhan lab. I was right. Told you they were going to start to try to sexualize children by telling you they could decide for themselves what gender they were at 8 without their parents' permission. I was right. Told you men was going to get into women's by saying I'm a woman. I was right. Now I'm telling you this. There were members of the Republican Party who were in on this. and I want to know why. Something is at stake, a hell of a lot bigger than we thought the country was going to go bang because they knew better. They knew better. They were still actually monitoring Donald Trump while the economy was soaring. Job numbers were coming back. We were dealing with Russia. We were dealing with Korea. We had everything in order. ISIS had been wiped out. Everything was fine. Everything was going well. They were so worried about the country, they would have took a step back and said, I guess we were wrong. We thought he was going to be a danger, but it seems that he's really keeping these people in check. So, okay, we were wrong. Our bad. No, they didn't do that. They kept it up and kept it up and kept it up. Why? Because they had to desperately find something to impeach Donald Trump. They wanted him out of office. Why? The country was doing fine. Do you want to juxtapose these two things? You want to put them side by side? Putin had no pipeline under Donald J. Trump. He has a pipeline now under Biden. Russia wasn't coming anywhere near the Ukraine under Donald J. Trump. They're getting ready to take it now. So who's the friend of Russia? How much was gas? How much was heating oil? How much was a new car? How much was a house when people were buying houses they couldn't afford them ever before? Now an average house is $500,000. There was a plan, folks, and it was a long orchestrated plan that after Barack Obama would come Hillary Clinton and it would lead us into a portion of this country, if not the whole country, that would be greatly reimagined. And Donald Trump winning threw the monkey wrench at the works they never, ever suspected. So he had to go. Because they felt that if the American people got a taste of what Donald Trump was doing to the United States of America, which was enriching it in every single way, it would mirror what they were trying to do, and people would say, oh, this is our, no, we don't want this, which is what's happening now. If there was no Donald Trump, they wouldn't have had to worry about all this. So he had to go. But it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that because the Republicans don't want this. So why did they want him gone? What you've basically been watching for your whole entire life, folks, unless you're well up into your 60s and 70s, and maybe some of you haven't, but for the past very long time, what you've been watching with our politics in the United States of America is professional wrestling. In other words, a Republican will come out and say, now these Democrats, they want to ruin the country, and we can't allow this to happen. And the Democrats will come out and say, now these Republicans, they may mean well, but they're not for the small person. They're not for the little guy. And you have to vote for us to do it. And then they all go have lunch together and tea together and laugh about how much lobbyist money they're going to take and how dumb the American people are to think they're actually enemies. But Donald Trump wasn't one of those. Donald Trump upset the apple cart. He came in and said, I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. I don't give a damn what you are. If you're worthless and you're stealing money and you're corrupt and you're whatever, you're going. And then you started to see some Republicans bow out of the political market, and you began to realize he's serious. And when they realized he was serious, he had to go. And there were Democrats and Republicans willing to risk it all, even if it meant basically committing insurrection, which is what they did. The American people have to demand people be held accountable. And I'm telling the Republican Party one thing. If these people are not held accountable, I will not vote for any of you. Now, I had said a while ago, if you're not a Republican who's interested in the same things I am, If you're a rhino Republican who just says, oh, well, I'm going with the program, good old boys club, I'm not voting for you. And I'll do my best to ensure that you're primaried. But now I'm saying, I don't care if you're the most ferocious Republican on the block. If you're outraged and you raise your voice in Congress and you scream in Dr. Fauci's face and you scream in all these political appointees' faces and you get on television and rant and rave about how they all should be in jail, I don't care anymore. You either put up or shut up, because there is going to be nothing in this country that approaches the level of what this is ever again, I don't think. And if they're not going to be held accountable for this, then you can damn sure, rest assured, they will never be held accountable for anything ever. In other words, if someone can get away with murder, you're not going to bust them for jaywalking. You understand? This is the most dire thing that has happened in the political realm in my lifetime. And I demand that people be held accountable. And if these feckless, weak-kneed Republicans have no stomach for it, get the hell out. You're not getting my vote. I'm telling you right now, you're not getting my vote. Now, I know what they're saying. Well, 2022, give us your vote, and we'll make sure these people are held accountable. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. You damn sure better be telling the truth. Because if you aren't, I'm going to be on this show naming names. And I want to know why you lied to the American people. And I don't want to see some guy whose name I never heard in my lifetime that runs some internet company somewhere get busted for 150,000 years for taking money from the Democratic Party while all of the people who paid for it go free. I don't want to see that either. I want the people responsible for this, not the people who actually committed it. They're low level. They took the money and ran. I want to know who ordered it. I want to know who was behind it. And I want those people dealt with the way the law should deal with anyone. You'd be in jail. I got news for you. You'd never see the light of day again. Now, to make sure that you're not paying any attention to what's going to be coming out here pretty soon. Anthony Blinken basically told Russia, if you invade the Ukraine, which it looks like you are going to, then you are at war with the United States. That's basically what he said today on television. It was literally a dire warning. It's not too late for Russia to do the right thing. I'm trying to prevent a war. I mean a war with Russia and Ukraine. Yeah, we know what you mean. We know exactly what you mean. Wag the dog, right? Take a look in the other direction. Focus everybody's attention on something horrible, something dire, like COVID, something horrible and dire, like war. So we don't see what's going on right under our eyes, and that is the most massive corruption I have ever heard of in my life. Do you think people who hire a firm to hack into the President of the United States is above fixing a vote? Remember that? Oh, most outrageous thing I ever heard. Talk about fantasy conspiracy theory, fixing a vote. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Cleanest election in history. Who would do that? I don't know. Who would pay a firm to hack the President of the United States for his entire presidency, just about? Who would do that? Probably the same people who would go to elaborate lengths to make sure he doesn't get reelected, no? Is that something that's strange to people? Is that something that's far out and weird? I want to know, if you're a rational human being, is that irrational that someone who would go to the lengths to hire a firm to spy on and hack into the President of the United States of America, risking the actual security of this country. Is it going too far to make sure he doesn't win again? Seems rational to me. It only seems irrational to people like Hillary Clinton who say, oh, Fox News made it up. Fox News made it up. Go read the report yourself, the Durham report. Go read it. Fox News didn't make it up. We're at a rough time in this country, folks. Because it used to be when people said, I don't trust the government, they were like the guy from King of the Hill who was just a nut, right? And lived in his basement and thought everybody was bugging him and out to get him. Now, if you don't mistrust your government, you have to be blind. You literally have to be blind. This government is not for the people, and it's not by the people either. And now we see what's truly being planned here, don't we? Project Veritas has just come out with a video of a man who works for, I believe, the CDC, who clearly tells someone the whole plan is to have regular shots. These COVID vaccinations are going to be once a year things because they need to make money. It's not the source income. It's the plan from the whole start. We've said just the one vaccination, but everybody kind of knows it's going to be a yearly thing. It's going to happen, and it's going to be happening as young as 6 months old. We see what's happening in Canada, right? Do you honestly think that this is about health anymore? When they're freezing people's bank accounts without any court order to do so? If you give $25 to a cause, $50, they're knocking on your door threatening to arrest you for funding terrorism? Terrorism because people are saying we just want freedom of choice, we don't want a mask mandate, and we don't want a vaccine mandate? You really think this is about COVID anymore? How come all the truckers aren't dead from COVID? You can't be this blind, folks. It's starting to get to the point where I know people who are good quality journalists who are afraid to say the truth. Tell me, you know, this is probably what's happening, and I got some info that this is really what this is about, but I can't say that. If I say that, I'll be monitored. If I say that, I'm afraid they'll turn on me. If I say that, I could get blacklisted. I may lose my job. I don't know what to tell you, folks. I'm just a dude sitting here telling you what I know. Just telling you with common sense that there has never been a time in the history of the United States when a party would actively attempt to cause a sitting and duly elected president to be thrown out of office and impeached for information that they made up as a result of actually hacking into his systems, using literally a private to do so and paying them to do so, and probably rigging an election. When you're going to that kind of lengths to win, there is something big on the table. Follow the money. It's not just, oh, we want to win. You know, we just want to win. No, it's we have major plans for rebuilding this country, and you are standing in our way. The truest thing that Donald Trump has ever said in his lifetime is when he said, they're pretending to come after me, but they're really coming after you. That is 100% accurate. And on the chat room, we have a guy saying that illegal aliens are about to get their driver's licenses. No road test required. Well, why? Listen, why should this be a surprise? They're going to get the right to vote. They're giving them the driver's license so they can vote. They don't give a damn if they run grandma off the road because they think the left-hand side is the right side. They think that you have to drive in fourth gear. They don't give a damn. What they give one damn about is you have ID in case our ideas fail about voter ID being wiped out. They're so worried about this. Let's just follow that logic for 1 minute. If asking for ID to vote is racist, you ask for ID when you get in the vaccine. They ask you for ID. I guess that's racist too. Folks, it makes no sense. I beg you almost every single week, please open your eyes. Forget politics for a minute. Forget what side you're on. Forget this ridiculous mentality of my team versus your team. Just open your eyes as an American and say, does this make any sense? Do you really think what's happening in Canada is about, oh, we were so worried that people are dropping dead of COVID? That they're not, folks. Do you really think that them wanting to wipe out IDs so you don't have to have any IDs to vote is because it's racist and it unfairly restricts a minority? That's not what they – come on, folks. You know better than that. They want it so all of the illegals can vote. And pretty soon they will be the ones who are deciding who your president is, not you. See, they've already figured out that they've shit on you enough. So they can't count on you anymore with you. Unless you are just such an ideologue that you can't see the forest for the trees. Any idiot with a brain in his head can see that Joe Biden is an abject disaster as the president of the United States. He's brought this country from about as good as we've seen it in my lifetime to as bad as I've seen it in my lifetime in a year. And it's getting worse. So they've screwed the pooch with you. Most people, I'm not voting for Biden and I'm not voting for any freaking Democrats anymore, except if you're an ideologue. So they say, well, we got a problem, don't we? How do we render their votes irrelevant? We fixed the election last time. We can't do it again. I know. We'll let the country be flooded with illegal immigrants. We'll say it's really just cause and everyone needs to be here. And when we get about 6 million of them into the country, we will then say, and they can all vote, by the way. And that way, we'll have a brand new voting block and we'll win still. How desperate are these people for power? When you're that desperate for power, it's because you have a plan. It's because you have a much bigger overall plan that you want to do. Otherwise, if I run for class president and I don't win, it's okay, I didn't win. I tried. I thought I had some good ideas. I thought I had something to offer, but okay, I didn't win. That's not what's happening here, folks. It's we must win by all means necessary, legal, illegal, whatever it takes. Then you need to find out why. Why do you need to win at all costs? Why do you need to adopt that mentality that you'll even do illegal things, things that are immoral, illegal, ridiculous? Why? Why will you risk it all? You don't make that much money if you're the president or you're whoever you are. You're not making that much money, so it's not the money. So you know what it is. You know exactly what it is. I don't need to tell you. You should already know. And I suspect that even the most hardened ideologue for the Liberal Party, they know too. It's just that they don't care because they agree with that. And I don't know who to tell you you can trust. Because the list grows shorter every single day. But when a former presidential candidate, and possibly future, in Hillary Clinton, can look the American people in the eye and say, the Durham Report is a nothing burger created by Fox News and the Trump administration to deflect from his own evil deeds. And you allow that to even pass the laugh test, then you are an idiot. Hillary Clinton is right. You're an idiot. Anyone with a connected brain cell would say, what does a federal investigation and its results have to do with Fox News? Oh, the Mueller report was all well and good, though, right? That wasn't made up by CNN or nothing. Only this one. Only this one that implicates Hillary Clinton in the worst political scandal in the history of the United States of America and an attempted cyber insurrection set in green to actually screw people and put someone in office, funny enough, just happens to be a Republican you say you don't like. And funny enough, just happens to be the guy who some say could have challenged the results of an election and didn't. I want you to all think about this very carefully. And I want you to understand that sometimes you have to step back from your tribal mentality and just say, irregardless of whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative or a liberal, at the end of the day, I'm an American. And let me just look at this fairly for a minute. Myself some really hard questions about what could potentially be going on here. Every liberal is too quick to say, oh, Hillary Clinton did something wrong. It's a lie. It's a lie. She'd never do anything wrong. Joe Biden just did something horrible. No, no, no. You're misreading it. Couldn't be. Couldn't be. And like the same way with the Republicans, who steadfastly stood behind George Bush when he was ruining the country. But I will be damned if I allow Donald Trump the blame for things he did not do. If you want to come at me and say, this is what Donald Trump did and I don't like it, and it's accurate, I'm fine with that. I didn't agree with everything Donald Trump did. But when you sit here and tell me I'm a moron, no, gas wasn't any better than it was. Yes, it was. Oh, the economy wasn't any better than it is now. Yes, it was. Oh, our position in the world was no better with our allies than it was. Yes, it was. Oh, our enemies abroad weren't fearing us. Yes, they did. Oh, our military didn't get any better. Yes, it did. Oh, minority jobs didn't increase. Yes, they did. Businesses didn't come back to this country. Yes, it did. Don't tell me things that I know for a fact are lies, because that makes you an idiot. I'm going to walk out onto my lawn and say, your grass isn't green, it's polka dot. It isn't. Just look it up. I don't care what idiots on CNN say. They think you're dumb. So they're just going to tell you whatever, and they'll say, oh, these idiots will just say, that's what it is, sure enough. Why don't you take 5 seconds, 5 seconds, to do a little research yourself, and you may not like what you see. You've been fooled by a lot of these people. I have not been. I'm gonna give myself a pat on the back that I think is well-deserved, and that is I've not been fooled by these people. Everything that I have told you has come to pass. Even the things that I was mocked about. I remember talking to liberals 2 years ago and said, you just wait. You want to do this, any man can be a woman thing. You wait till they start getting in combat sports even. Oh. You're such a funny guy. Like that would ever happen. Oh, Well, it happened. I said, oh, you wait. You wait until they start giving your 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds reading material that are highly sexual in order to sexualize them, and then say, well, if they can actually pick their gender, I suppose they're smart enough to pick who they want to have a sexual relationship with. That's next. We just saw a Virginia school library put out an entire table of books with a big sign that says, books your parents don't want you to read, one of which created book showing a sex acts, basically giving pornography to children. That's what they did. And you know what they said when they were caught? Eh, we'll take down the sign. Not going to take down the book. Take down the sign that says your parents don't want you to read this. Oh, but the book's still going to be there, right? Now, I know what people are going to say. Oh, well, when I was 12 and 13, I was trying to find Playboy magazines at my friend's house. His dad went through. Yeah, but that's a kid being a kid. If his dad came down the stairs and said, hey, boys, you want to see some of these magazines? That guy's a pervert. That guy belongs in jail. Well, guess what? The people in that library who gave those books to underage children belong in jail. But they're not going to jail. You're wrong. You're wrong if you're a parent and you think that wasn't being wonderfully progressive and marvelously educating your children. They're indoctrinating your children. They're sexualizing your children. They're trying to destroy this country. And if you let them get away with this Spygate nonsense, it is open season on doing anything we want. And your voice will mean nothing. What are you going to do to Hillary Clinton? Not vote for her? Send her a nasty letter? Give her the middle finger when she comes on TV? Like, she cares. You got no power. And the people you gave the power to for you don't care. Because if they don't, as God is my witness, I won't vote for another one of them, and you shouldn't either. I'm the one that you wanted.